pages 4 and 5, Daedalus. From vision to reality, firmly on course to become the Solent's premier centre of excellence for aviation, marine and advanced manufacturing, Daedalus has seen some major developments in recent months. New beginnings, new names. Remaining constant to Fareham's vision for Daedalus, there is now a clear divide at Daedalus, creating two distinct business parks that have been renamed as a statement of intent for the future. Taking its name from the eminent scientist Michael Faraday, Faraday Business Park Daedalus is an exciting hub for both established and new businesses. In May of this year, new roads were completed, ensuring access throughout the park, with Vulcan Way to the north and Spitfire Way to the south. Fareham Innovation Centre achieved 100% occupancy less than 1 year after opening its doors and 2 years ahead of schedule. Comprising 24 offices and 15 workshops, the centre provides occupiers with advice and support to help them start and grow their businesses and make those all-important connections. 900 students at Fareham College's Centre of Excellence for Engineering and Manufacturing Advanced Skills Training, CMAST, are busy learning their craft for the future in an award-winning building.
Daedalus Airfield becomes Solent Airport Daedalus, a name to reflect the importance placed on aviation to the site as a whole. In 2016, regional and city airports were awarded the contract to run the airport for the next 5 years. Against this backdrop of stability and maximising the benefits of a fully refurbished runway and CAA licensing, Solent Airport Daedalus will not only continue to be popular with leisure visitors to the area, but also an important benefit for many of the aviation and aerospace businesses on site. Visitors to the airport can now sit and soak up the atmosphere along with some refreshments, courtesy of a new pop-up cafe on site. Daedalus Drive, which connects Broome Way to the waterfront side of Daedalus towards Stubbington Lane, is well underway and should be complete later this year. The new road will provide easier access throughout the site, including improved pedestrian access to the seafront. Although Daedalus is now looking forward, the second phase, Swordfish Business Park, takes its name from one of the earliest planes to fly from Daedalus. Whilst there are still a good number of development opportunities available from both business parks, many companies are already in discussions with Fareham Borough Council about making a move to Daedalus once their existing lease has expired. We are also working with businesses and organisations such as National Grid and NATS that are interested in bringing new facilities to Daedalus, and we will continue to listen to the views of local people as their proposals develop. Coming soon, the coming months and years will be an exciting time, and we can expect to see plans for building a second phase of the Innovation Centre by early 2018, plans to lay roads and utilities on Swordfish Business Park, which would be accessed from the existing Gosport Road junction, plans for new hangars, plans to upgrade and refurbish the airport facilities, for example, the control tower, aircraft fueling, etc., to attract new types of visiting aircraft. For further information, visit the site's brand new website, www.solentairport.co.uk.